Too often we think of our action in their world, our care for others, as something separate from our spirituality, from the call of our faith. And I hope today our readings and personal reflections and prayers have helped challenge that sense of separation. So today I want to offer you three words that we can consider spiritual practices, ideas that exist at the very depth of our faith, but also are closely connected to these other forms of action that we have been talking about. The words are Sabbath, simplicity, and selflessness. You'll notice they all start with S to make it easier to remember. This is not a comprehensive list, so I thought it was fun to have them all start with the same letter. So we'll start with Sabbath. In the creation story, the first of the two creation stories, we hear about God creating all of creation over 6 days. And on the seventh day, God rested. That's how the story goes. Work, 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 rest. And that concept of the seventh day being a day of rest became foundational to how the Hebrew people saw the shape of their lives. It became the foundation for an idea that we need to care for ourselves and care for the others, for other people who aren't forced to work when we're resting, for the earth itself, which is given time to rest. Fields might be fallow for a year, but a similar pattern of work, 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 and then rest. Now, that idea of Sabbath is something that we get wrong in our society in more than one way, because often our idea of Sabbath is Sunday shopping and Sunday soccer games, as in, oh, those things that make it hard to get to church. And that's not what it's about at all. It's not about making it easy to practice our faith and to worship together. It's about the need for rest in our lives. For recognizing this is not something that's just a frivolous extra, but a sacred act that cares for our own selves and cares for the earth. Because if we're resting, we're not consuming, we're not producing, we're not demanding more. We're lessening our impact on ourselves and others. The second word, simplicity. When the Jewish people were waiting for the arrival of a Messiah, they imagined a prince who would come with a horse and a sword and an army and fix everything that was going wrong, who'd be able to challenge the power of the empires that caused so much hurt and fight their way to freedom. And instead, what they got was Jesus, who didn't have a horse. He did ride a donkey once. We get to talk about that next week. But most of the time, he just walked long distances and ate simple food and told stories about simple, everyday things like farmers and fields and someone cleaning their house and talked to everyday people. He touched the earth lightly, and he touched other lives lightly, not looking to make things complicated, but to keep things simple. He has a lot of short stories that remind us about what is important. When we think about simplicity in our lives, we think about simplicity in our homes, and what we bring into our homes, and what we choose not to bring into our homes. And we think about simplicity in our actions. What we choose not to participate in. The places we choose to rest and not make things complicated. Not expect complicated things. And the third word is selflessness. I'm not going to say sacrifice, because too often we get the idea wrong. Selflessness isn't about saying the self doesn't matter. It's about saying the self matters less than our society tells us it should. That in order to care for others and care for the world, we, as the first reading said, have to get off the donkey. Have to give some of what we have. Have to let go of our ego and our want and our greed. To be able to share and give to others. To not take what is going to hurt in the taking. Selflessness. When we talk about Jesus, we don't talk about someone who came saying, I matter, do what I say, I'll fix everything. We talk about a man who came and said again and again, not I healed you, but your faith has made you well. Who saw the strength and the spirit and the hope and the love in others and nurtured that rather than saying, I have the answers, look at me. In Jesus, we see someone who moves towards Holy Week. Giving of himself because he believed a message of love and life mattered more than the risk to his own life. He believed that his service, his care for others, mattered more than protecting himself and having things easy, choosing a comfortable path. Sabbath, simplicity, selflessness. We let a lot of other things get in the way of these core ideas in our faith, these core spiritual practices that allow us to care for ourselves, care for others, and the world. Let's turn back to these words. Into the image of a man who lived so well, so bravely by them. Amen.